A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph, Sanhedrin 101. Pagination is 201. Starting from the facing page towards the bottom, we're making reference to a pasuk in Mishlei, Kol Yimei Oni Ra'im. All the days of the poor person are bad. V'tov Lev, but a person of a good heart. Mishta Tamid is always festive, is always feasting. So the person who's poor has it bad, the person who has a good heart has it good. Now, the nature of Mishlei, as many other chidos, riddles in Jewish literature, are such that they have a basic meaning, and if you wanted, you could get through on the basic meaning, whatever that is. Sometimes even the basic meaning doesn't quite make sense, and you know that there's a nimshal, there's a lesson from the parable that has to be learned. And indeed, the Gemara discusses different correlations in life that match the message of this pasuk or illustrate the message of this pasuk. Let's take a look at the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Rabbi Chanina explained as such. Kol yimei ani ra'im, all the days of the poor person are bad. Ze mi sheyesh lo isha ra'a, this is a person who has a bad wife. V'tov leiv mishtat tamid, and a person with a good heart is always festive. Ze sheyesh lo isha tova, this is a person with a good wife. Now, we need to know what's a bad wife, what's a good wife. But one of the themes of this pasuk is tov lev, that it's attitude. And if a person goes through anything in life, but has a life's partner that's upbeat, engaging, hopeful, then even in the most difficult situations, it could be mishtet tamid. Even though objectively they're suffering, but on a certain level they might not even notice. And a person who has a bad attitude, or a spouse with a bad attitude, so that person, even if objectively they're doing well, because of the sadness, because of the bad attitude, ko yimei ani ra'im, they see it as bad. Rabbi Yanai Omer, Rabbi Yanai explained, Kol yimei ani ra'im ze istinus. All the days of the poor person are bad. Again, it's nothing to do with whether he's really poor or not. It's istinus, a person who's so finicky. He needs things just so in order to be happy. So he's like a poor person. He can never achieve his wishes, and his days are bad. V'tov lev mishtat tamid, but a person with a good heart, a good attitude, he lives in the world that Hashem granted him. So then mishtat tamid, he's always festive, ze shaday to yofe, that's a person with a good attitude. Now, interestingly, not always is the person who's having a great time necessarily doing the right thing. We have an example here, Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol yimei ani ra'im ze rachmani. The days of the poor are bad. This is a person who has mercy. Every time he sees a problem, he really feels for them. So Rabbi Yochanan observes, he takes it to heart. It could hurt. V'tov lev mishtat tamid, and you want to see a person of good heart, not necessarily a good person. He may be a bad person, and he has a bad destiny. But if you want to know a person who's always festive, zachzori, a person who's cruel, who's heartless, who couldn't care less that people are suffering, and he's blissful. They say a bad joke about therapists. One therapist says to another that he finds, after a day of hearing people's problems and working on solutions, he's totally exhausted. And he asks his fellow therapists, how do you listen to everything all day and be okay? And this other therapist supposedly answers, listens? Who listens? And as I mentioned, by way of preface, Rabbi Yochanan is not necessarily saying that this is a good person. He's saying this is true, that when a person reaches out to others, they have to make sure to channel it in a way that brings them upbeat, that they recognize the good that they've done, rather than simply sympathizing and ending up feeling very badly that there's so much trouble in the world. Let's skip to the top of the page on the second line. V'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Ko yimei ani ra'im, how could it be that all the days of the poor man are bad? V'yo'ika shabbosus v'yamim tovim. There's Shabbos, there's Yom Tif. Says Rashi, third line, She'en lecha ani b'Yisrael, she'en lo ma'adanim. There are no poor people amongst the Jews who don't have delicacies on Shabbos and Yom Tif. Somehow, there are always delicacies. How could you say that all of his days are bad? And he answered, Kiddush Shmuel, there's a dimension of concern. The Omar Shmuel said, Shinui vest, changing one's routine, Techilas Chole Me'ayim is the beginning of stomach problems. And we have this fascinating concept. Again, we're not talking good and bad here. We're just talking wisdom, that a person who struggles during the week and has treats on Shabbos could end up struggling even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it doesn't feel good, because his body is not accustomed to it. And that's the expression, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, all the days of the Ani are bad. During the week, he's struggling, and on Shabbos, even when he's a prince, but the change is hard to acclimate himself to. There's an interesting tradition, perhaps a quip, but the expression is, Toameho Chayim Zachu. People who taste Shabbos merit life. And there is some sort of tradition among some people that they taste the food of Shabbos before Shabbos. Certainly not to overdo this, but they taste it. They take a taste. In Halacha, we're very clear. A taste is not the same as a portion. All these things have different terms. But a taste of the Shabbos meal before Shabbos, and the explanation that's given is that it gives the person the ability to acclimate, to kind of warn their body what's coming. A little bit like the pre-exercise before exercise, or adjusting the temperature before you go into a different extreme temperature. There's an adjustment period. Tasting the Shabbos food is that adjustment. So far we've talked about the poor person, the Mishteh Tamid. There was a degree of suffering, if you will, but not on a very intense level, but it's suffering. Towards the bottom of the Amud, we have what we would consider the suffering of the intense level, the end-of-life type suffering. Let's take a look in the wide lines, midway, the last word on the line. Omar, Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Bar Chana taught, Kishecholu Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer got sick, Nichnesu Tamidav Levakro, his students came in to visit him. Omar Lohen, he told them, Chama Aza Yeshba Olam, there's a very strong sun in the world. Meaning, it appears that Hashem is angry with me, and he's beating down on me very harshly. Hischilu ein bochin, they started crying. Their Rebbe is in pain. For Rabbi Akiva mesachik, and Rabbi Akiva laughed. Now, we encounter in a number of occasions Rabbi Akiva's optimistic attitude. He's able to look at things in a different way. And each time, of course, they ask him, Lomo ata mesachik, why are you laughing? And Rabbi Akiva explained that he saw Rabbi Eliezer during his lifetime, everything going well, hatzlacha, tremendous success. And he said to himself, Shema chas v'shalom kibel Rebbe olamo. Maybe, God forbid, the Rebbe was getting his reward in this world. Va'achshav she'ani roe Rebbe b'tzar, now that I see Rebbe having the suffering, ani sameach, it puts things in a totally different frame of mind, and I'm happy, because on the things that really matter, he's doing well. Amalo, so Rabbi Eliezer asked him, Akiva, kolom chisartim in a Torah kula, did I diminish anything from Torah? In other words, was I deficient in fulfilling Torah? And it seems he wasn't even saying that I did anything wrong, but even in what I'm supposed to do right, did I ever fall short? Amalo and Rabbi Akiva answered, L'maditanu Rabbeinu Rebbe, you taught us, ki adam in tzadik ba'aretz ha'shayasta tov lo yechta. There's no human being who does good and doesn't have any shortcomings. And based on that principle that you taught us, this tzar is an atonement for whatever that might have been. Towards the bottom of the Amud, three lines up, we find again regarding Kishacholo, Rabbi Eliezer, they had different perspectives to try to comfort Rabbi Eliezer. Nene Rabbi Akiva va'omar, Rabbi Akiva declared, Chavivin Yisurin. The pain, the troubles are dear. A person grows from them. He climbs the mountain. It's not just to suffer through them. They make you great. Amar lohem, so Rabbi Eliezer said, Samchuni, support me. Ve'eshma adivrei Akiva Talmidi sha'omar chavivim yesurim. Support me so that I can hear the words of Akiva, my student, who says that the suffering is dear, it's precious, it has purpose. It's interesting. Samchuni, support me. So many people would think of a patient on a hospital bed, Samchuni, put another pillow in so that I can sit up and I can hear Rabbi Akiva. But it could also mean Samchuni. The words of Rabbi Akiva are heavy. They're comforting. They're profound. They make life meaningful. But you have to support me in order that I should have the strength to hear the words of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was iron, was strength, was optimism, even in the greatest face of adversity. But Samchuni, for me to be able to hear him, I need you to support me. Because ultimately, everything that Hashem does have purpose. And when the person suffering can see purpose in it, they have the strength and it becomes meaningful. And in contemporary terms, we talk about quality of life. That person may well be viewed by the medical community or by family as having no quality of life. And then you meet the person and you talk to them and you hear that they're going places and rising to levels that are profound and meaningful. And they see in themselves a great quality of life. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.